is Ed.
Hey Ed, this is Steve over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, doing pretty good. It's busy Wednesday, that's for sure.
That's good.
Yeah, I know you're busy too, Ed. I'm not really trying to take much time here. I'm actually just trying to follow up with you on something. I had sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. Just seeing if you had seen that come across your desk. It was just in reference to some, you did a working capital loan like back in last year, actually. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Through On Deck.
Oh, okay, perfect. I'm not trying to collect or anything, but the offer I sent out was actually based off of that borrowing history. I'm really just calling because we had an offer was for some capital equipment. I think you guys were pre-approved like 250 or something like that, and just seeing if you guys had any kind of needs. I know it's the fourth quarter. You guys are getting a little bit more busier, so I'm just seeing if you guys could use any additional funding. And if so, I'd be more than happy to help you guys out in any way that I can.
What do we need to do for that?
Well, what are you looking to do?
Well, we kind of just actually refinanced that loan, and we're still in the middle of paying it back, so that's still out there.
Okay.
So I don't know if that would have sort of impact on being approved for something, or I'm not sure.
It wouldn't really have an impact on that. It might lower what you're looking, or like for how much you're looking for. I mean, we can definitely like take a look at that loan, maybe if you want to refinance that. Just out of curiosity, yeah. How much did you take out, and what's the balance on it?
I don't know how your loans work, but we pay on a daily payment plan.
Uh huh.
And so I kind of just lowered that amount, and there was a minimum that had to be taken out. So we refinanced the loan to like $100,000. So we're paying back on $100,000 over 12 months.
Okay.
So that's what's happening on that principal, on that loan.
Okay, I gotcha. Is that the balance still on it, $100,000, or did you pay it down a little bit?
Yeah, that happened today.
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, I mean, we could definitely, you know, if you wanted us to take a look at it, we could. Go ahead.
I like having all my information out there, so, like, how sure is it, and, like, what's the next step?
Well, what we could do, I mean, if you wanted to, just refinance the loan, I mean, I know you just did it with them, we could do that same thing. Or if you want a little bit more, we could also do that. Like, let's say if you want to do, like, 150, you could refinance the 100 and use the 50 for extra working capital, you know, for, like, really anything, materials, advertising, marketing, really anything you want to use it for. That's always an option. Okay. Now, with your information being out there, it's not, like, really out there. It's, you know, we have a very secure server. You know, we deal with sensitive information all the time, so... you know, we have hundreds of thousands of business owners that we deal with. Let me see here.
Okay. Well.
Now the process is really easy too. I mean, are you just looking just to maybe refinance it, or are you looking for a little bit more?
What are the like, what type of payment plan is there that you guys would do? Is it the same? Is it a daily thing, or what is it?
We have three different ones. Yeah, no, we have monthly, weekly, daily. Depending on what you get qualified for is pretty much what you're going to get. My whole deal is, like, you know, I'm like senior rep here, so, you know, I've been doing this for quite a while. My whole thing is just to get you qualified for the best deal, best program. I can definitely try to push, like, would a monthly payment be more comfortable for you? I mean, because I know you're paying daily right now.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not outrageous, yeah, a monthly payment would be more comfortable for us, yeah.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, what are your daily payments looking like? Do you know?
Like 400.
400 a day?
Yeah, 400 a day.
Okay.
So that's, what, 1,200 a month or so or something like that?
Yeah, if it's 21 days.
Oh, 21 days, yeah, right.
So about $8,400 a month.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely maybe doable. You know, I know who On Deck is. We deal with them all the time.
Do you guys buy out loans through On Deck a lot then? Is that what I mean?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do that all the time. We refinance loans, you know, that's probably like maybe 60%, if not more, of our business. is pretty much, you know, refinancing loans.
Dunn's number or credit bureaus, like, going through these credit this type of loan borrowing? How does that look?
Yeah.
For credit?
To credit, to our business credit. Is it good? Is it
negative? Well, you know, if you keep doing it, like, over and over and over, obviously it's going to hurt it a little bit. Now, I don't know how OnDeck works, I mean, in that sense, but I do know that with us, we only pull from Experian, so it's more of like a soft pull on your credit, and it mostly hits just your business, doesn't hurt you really your personal, and that's pretty much what it is. Now, if you do that, like, over and over and over, of course, it's going to hurt it, but, you know, one here and there, it's not going to do a big deal to it.
Yeah, so I just did it today, so if I go through and do it again, is that, like, a red flag, or, like...
No, it wouldn't be a red flag or anything. It wouldn't drop your, you know, your points, like, 40 points or anything like that. And, you know, once you start paying off on those loans, it's, you know, it goes back up, you know. It's just a soft pull. Normal businesses, you know, they pull from all three. They pull from Experian, TransUnion, you know, and all three of them. So, I assume with us, we just pull from just Experian, soft pull, and we don't, you know, subpar that out, you know. So, it's not like... other companies will have it, and then they'll pull from it. You know what I mean? We don't do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, look. Since I just did something today with OnDeck, I'm going to ride that out for a little while. Is there a way I can set a call back? And
yeah, of course. Do you have an email? Do you have a good email?
I do. Yeah, let me give that to you.
Sure.
It's Ed. Just the first two letters of my name. Minden Electric. Minden electric.net.
.net. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can definitely stay in contact. I can shoot that, the information over to you. You can definitely take a look at us online.
Okay.
All right. You know, backed by the Better Business Bureau, all that stuff. Just curious, just out of curiosity, why did you go back to OnDeck to refinance? Did you not go? You didn't want to go to any other banks or anything to see what your other options were, or?
We liked who we were working with there personally, on an employee level, and we just asked him what he would do, and he offered. This is what he offered. We didn't go shopping around. We weren't denied by another company, so.
Okay, I understand.
Just with OnDeck for the working relationship, basically.
Sure, okay. How long have you been with them so far?
About a year and a half.
Okay. And everything's working out good, huh?
Yeah. They seem fair. We don't have any too many complaints at all.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you heard any stories? What's your relationship with OnDeck? I know that, like, they're a competitor, but are they?
Yeah. They're really competitive with us. There's some things that we can offer that they don't. You know, different programs, such things like that. Sometimes we get people into better programs than what OnDeck can. A lot of time OnDeck only goes with themselves. Sometimes we can put you into other programs with, you know, other people. We have our own stuff as well, but we can also, you know, look to other sources to get you better deals and better programs. So that's one thing. I want to say probably 9 times out of 10 we can usually beat OnDeck, and that's being 100% honest. I'm not trying to just toot my own horn here, but that's normally true, because we do business with people that have OnDeck all the time, and a lot of time we beat them out. That's pretty much what I know. I know OnDeck is really good. I mean, they have good things, but just like I said, there's stuff that we can offer that they don't.
Okay. And where are you based out of? Where's your company based out of?
San Diego.
San Diego, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because OnDeck is, I think, back east somewhere, from what I understand.
Yeah, they have actually a couple places that they're based out of. There's actually one out in San Diego, too. It's actually not too far from us. I think it's, like, actually right across the street or something like that. They're in San Diego. They're just a little bit more known, I guess. We've been around for 14 years. I don't know how long they've been around. So that's about it, really. But yeah, you can totally check us out online and stuff.
Yeah, I will. And we've been in company since the 2000s, late 90s. And mm-hmm. I don't remember ever seeing lending like this. What's going on right now? What's changed in the lending industry to...
Quite a bit. So the reason, that like the working capital, that's the newest thing that came out in, it hasn't been around that long. Now the reason that came out is because of 2008 and 2009 when the economy took a U-turn pretty much and the banks went under and banks are really scared now. That's why it's really hard for companies and business owners, like small businesses like yourself, to get a loan because banks are very scared of what's going to happen. You can go to your bank sometimes and they'll give you like a line of credit, but that's only because you're doing, you bank with them and you're actually lending your own money. Now, sometimes you go to another bank and you want to take out a loan, they won't give you very much, or they'll come back to you 3 months later until you're not approved. That's where we came out. We are for the, smaller businesses, the working capital, it's shorter term, unsecured cash. That's pretty much why we came about.
So are they mainly like subprime type loans, or are they, is it like a bubble that will burst, or is it not that?
No, No, it's not like a subprime type of thing. It's more of just unsecured, no collateral. There's not really no bubble, on that.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. It might be a little bit more expensive than a nationwide bank, and that's only because it's unsecured. You know what I mean? You pretty much were getting your word that if we give you $100,000, you're going to pay us back. You know, there's nothing that we can go after, and take from you, like your house or your car, something like that, So that's why it's going to be maybe a little bit more expensive, but, it's not collateralized.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Just kind of curious how it just seems like it's a pretty big industry right now. We get stuff every day from.
Yeah. It's definitely has grown. That's for sure. But there's quite a bit of, there's quite a bit of these companies like that. And if you just go to the websites, like for instance, if you go to like ABC Funding, their website, they look ridiculous. I'm sorry, but they do. And you want to have a credible bank behind you. So I would definitely take advantage of the information I send you. Check us out.
Okay, we will do. And I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, Ed. Well, thank you for your time. I know your time is precious, so appreciate it, man. We'll be in touch, right? I'll follow up with you here soon.
All right. Good deal. Take care.
Thanks, Ed. You too.
Bye.